European equity markets are on a very positive roll. They're up between 2 and 3%. US markets are also up, but not to the same extent. The All Share Index ended the day up 0.19% to close at 55,829 index points. Financials were major laggards on the day. They were down nearly 3.5%, with gold miners also down 0.87%. The winners on the day were the resources. They were up 1.85%, while industrials edged up only 0.33%. The local currency is weaker against major currencies, trading around 17.20 against the US dollar, 20.21 vis-a-vis the euro, and 22.45 against the British pound. All right, to join me now, I've got Makwe Masilela. He's from Makwe Fund Managers. Thank you so much, Makwe, for joining us. So how would you characterize today? Of course, we know at the close of Friday, the tech giants came out with really good results, beating market expectations. And so we saw US markets at least close on a positive note. Today, that situation remains, but not to the same extent.
Yeah, good evening to you and to your listeners. And you are right, you know, if you looked at it, I think it was only Netflix which reported a like disappointing quarter, but the rest of the fan group, the Facebook, or Apple, or Amazon, and Alphabet, I mean, all reported their second quarter results, and which were exceptional, except the ones from Google. But we have just seen that for that fact, and it's continuing today. I mean, these stocks, they account for almost 22% of the S&P, and also their mega component when it comes to the NASDAQ. And you see the NASDAQ reaching the all-time high. Just to put it on perspective, you know, I mean, you could just see that, I mean, the first quarter 1 to 18 earnings that came from these foreign stocks. I mean, the median opening was almost 6.2, and they were higher than that, and this is the best since 2015. So I think going forward, people expect these stocks to do much, much better. But as we're speaking on Friday, we saw Amazon having their best second quarter earnings reaction day since 2015. And also, when you look at the likes of what happened as well with Apple, I mean, on the pop of those earnings, I mean, that was the stock's best earnings reaction since January 2019, and it gained almost 6.8% on the day.
Some people are cautioning, saying that the FANGs are overcrowded, there's too much celebration around them, and given the concentration that they have on the U.S. bourses, you know, if they were to correct or fall substantially, it would be a major disappointment for those who are invested therein.
True, we agree. And it's not only that, you know, we had the very same story here with the likes of LastPass at some point, and it kept going up and up and up, you know, and market can continue to go up because of the weight that it had on that, on our stock exchange. So yes, it's just so true. But what else can we do now? I mean, those are the biggest companies, and they continue to grow. Look what is happening with Microsoft today, talking, I mean, about buying TikTok as well. And it shows you that the stock price will continue to go up. But yes, just like any other heavyweight stock, if it corrects, definitely the market will correct. As much as the opposite holds, as much as it goes up, the market goes up. Unless we may get another player. Remember, there was a time, especially with the U.S. market, when you had your old giants, your Morgan, who were the dominant players. But things have changed. I mean, services companies are the ones which are the bigger players. So for now, I think we have to live with that. But yeah, sure, that's the simple truth.
Just,
if they correct, then the market will correct.
Yeah, just tagging on to what you were saying just now about Microsoft wanting to buy TikTok. I thought TikTok, the U.S. administration doesn't want TikTok. And the Chinese company that owns TikTok has been, you know, taken off.
Yeah, it's either they sell or they get out. So as simple as that, because remember, even later in the week, we expect Donald Trump to tell us about some ways or some regulations that they're going to be imposing when it comes to Chinese software companies. And also, for that very same reason, you have seen stock shares in China going up, also in Japan, because they expect Beijing to respond to that, to try to defend them. So the question of the ship out or it gets to be bought by Microsoft, and Microsoft, apparently, that they will be able to comply or meet all the regulatory requirements if they are allowed to be able to buy TikTok.
So we closed, the local All Share Index closed in positive territory, let's call it 0.2%, but very interesting goings on in terms of the sectors. Like I say, financials down, gold miners also down on the back of a lower gold price, although it's still, you know, flirting close to the $2,000 a mark, an ounce mark. But then on the other hand, you have the industrials doing okay and the resource is up 1.85%. Can you just give us a sense of what's driving all those different movements?
You know, just maybe starting with the gold price. I mean, for the fact that the dollar is correcting from a two-year low, I mean, apparently it had to take some shine off gold. And guys, we need to know that with the dollar heading into what it is traditionally its best month of the year, so the outlook for other currencies, including the ZAR, which is the world's second and most volatile currency, it doesn't look okay. And hence, we've seen the gold price be what it's doing, because the minute the gold has to, the dollar strengthens, then it becomes expensive for holders of other currencies to buy gold. And with all of our nature, that the one should basically track that. And I think you can be excused in my intro when you said you ended the day down. You can call it down, because from the highs that we saw early in the day, I mean, we gave up almost everything. And at the back of what is happening with our financials, because of a stronger dollar, because a weaker rand has a negative impact when it comes to our financials. I mean, just 3 months, you know, ending the June, July, you can see that the rand was down almost 8%. And yes, the industrial, they tend to benefit from a weaker rand, as they are seen as a rand hedge, most of them.
There was temporarily a moment there where people thought emerging market currencies were going to have a good run because people viewed the dollar as depreciating, but obviously suddenly it's turned. So how long do you think this is going to go on for? What are the main drivers for the change in the direction of the US dollar and therefore obviously the impact it's having on emerging market currencies?
I think most of it has already been baked into the dollar price. What will turn things around, in my opinion, is this probability that Donald Trump can go ahead, you know, as the White House, to renew or extend these unemployment benefits. We know there's been a stalemate when it comes to them renegotiating the extension of the relief. So apparently he's exploring whether can he be able to do it himself. And I think, should he do that, and all to find that he's within the law, then it will be a risk on again, because people now will be knowing that the companies, what do you call it, governments are continuing to boost the economy. And as we know, that when it comes to the Reserve Bank or central banks, they've been playing their part.
ShopRite, they came out with results basically positive, but also indicating that their relationship with Nigeria is coming to an end. It looks as though SA corporates try Nigeria, but it's a tough terrain.
A very tough one, you know, and that's the biggest market. That's Africa's largest economy. But yeah, difficult to trade in that market. But Nombi just makes simple sense. Number one, more than 50% of South Africans spend more than 50% of their income on food. Number two, during the lockdown, we know the likes of food. People have been allowed to go out and buy food. And number three, we know all of us, when we check what we've been spending more on during the lockdown, it was food. So it makes sense to see South African sales going up. It makes sense for ShopRite to continue to gain market share. And truth be told, ShopRite is well covered when it comes to all the LSM, and especially the ones from middle to lower LSM. And those are the people who spend most of their money on food. And it was also to see their alcohol revenue going down by almost 25%. It's just logic for the fact that we know that alcohol is still banned in the country.
And then lastly, Telkom, I see that they're going to be selling funeral policies. Telkom.
They have to, you know, you have to try to get other revenue streams. Remember that during the time of voice, we thought voice is going down, is dead, then people will start making money out of data. But unfortunately, data prices are under pressure. The margins are not so good. Even the voice margins are still better than the data. So the guys have to find a way of creating more revenue. And it's not surprising, the way you see the likes of Vodacom, the way they're doing in Africa, especially when it comes to financial services. So there is a space for them to be able to do that, especially if they're getting this extra spectrum. The sooner the government starts auctioning that, because we know they gave them an extra spectrum, but that is just a temporary measure, then I think they should be able to create an extra revenue stream. And remember, Telkom has been trying to cut costs by also making sure that they retrench workers.
Very interesting. Let's see how they fare in that space. Thank you so much, Makwe, for your time. That was Makwe Masilela, he's Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers.